You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Under the Affordable Care Act, New Yorkers' insurance coverage should have started on January 1st, but instead many are finding themselves in health care limbo. WNYC's Fred Mogul reports that some customers of Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield, one of the state's largest insurers, are still waiting to confirm they've been enrolled.
Last weekend, Rob Quillo had a stomach bug.
I was sick as a dog, puking my brains out.
Eventually, Quillo began thinking it might be time for a trip to the emergency room near his home in Ronkonkoma.
Because I was so dehydrated, I was thinking if this goes on another day, I might need some liquids, maybe an IV.
But lying in bed, Quillo had another thought.
I'm like, wait, I don't have the Empire. I don't have a card.
Quillo enrolled in Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield through the state exchange in mid-December. But his enrollment couldn't be confirmed until he paid his first premium, and he never got the bill. A couple days after his stomach virus ran its course, Quillo got a letter in the mail telling him the premium and how to pay it online, but the website wouldn't open.
I can mail it into them, but I feel a little uncomfortable sending a check in the mail to people that don't answer phones. How do I know it'll even get there?
People have been complaining for months on Facebook and Twitter and elsewhere about New York's state insurance exchange. The problems have been similar to those nationwide: crashing web pages, long wait times on phone lines, customer service representatives who promise to help and then don't deliver. But in recent weeks, most companies in New York appear to be processing enrollment smoothly. And now, complaints are centered almost exclusively on Empire Blue Cross.
I think we were all surprised that, you know, New York's Blue Ribbon carrier is the carrier that's had apparently the most bumpy of rollouts.
That's Elizabeth Benjamin from the Community Service Society, one of many private organizations around the state helping people enroll.
I think a lot of folks enrolled in Empire because of its incredible reputation, and I think everybody's a little flummoxed about why these problems are occurring.
Benjamin's group has managed to fast-track coverage for individuals who need immediate medical treatment. Empire Blue Cross refused to be interviewed for this story. In an email, a spokesperson attributed the problem to, quote, attracting the largest number of consumers in New York. Neither Empire nor state health authorities would discuss the underlying technical problems or disclose how many people have been affected. Donna Frescatore is the head of the New York State Exchange.
I don't have a ballpark number, but I certainly think we've heard it enough times to know that it's an issue that needed immediate action.
Empire Blue Cross says it added phone operators, expanded business hours, and mailed out letters to customers telling them they'll receive invoices and ID cards as soon as possible. Frescatore says customers will get extra time to pay their first bill.
If an individual applied by the December 24th due date and they pay their premium within the 10 days of receiving their invoice, their coverage is retroactive to January 1st.
But some customers say that's too little, too late.
We're done, definitely.
Sean Hayden in Manhattan spent more than 6 weeks trying to confirm his and his partner's enrollment with Empire before giving up and going with a cheaper plan from a rival insurance company. The final straw for them was realizing that nearby Mount Sinai Hospital was not in-network for Empire Blue Cross, as they had expected.
If we had eventually gotten the policies with Empire, the irony would be we wouldn't even be covered under the hospitals we were trying to be a part of.
Enrollees have until the end of March to sign up for 2014 coverage. They can change plans before that, even after they've paid the first premium, but they need to check the fine print to make sure there's no coverage gaps. The state Senate is scheduled to hold a hearing on the New York Health Exchange on Monday. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.